That's very true. Sophia, you have been an active volunteer for the re-election campaign of the federal member of parliament, Ted Opitz. As we discussed, you did a lot of work for him, and that was someone who was inspirational and who inspired you. How would you say today's youth can become more involved in politics?
Well, first thing I would say is get informed. We have so much at our fingertips right now, and so much information that is provided about the Canadian government, whether it's municipal, provincial, or federal. And understanding how each of those levels relate to you, whether it be you as a student, you as a business owner, you as a volunteer, there's so many different brackets. And most people, what I was even surprised about when I had my own placement within the constituency office, I had some people that didn't even know that there was a constituency office. And then they continued to inquire over what did it do? And I had to explain that, if you are a part of the EI and something doesn't go through with your paperwork, that is where you go to have your issues settled because they are familiar with the bureaucratic paperwork and contacts in order to facilitate that for you. And each riding has that constituency office, that MP or MPP to voice your concerns also in Ottawa. Take advantage of those opportunities. You may have an issue that is very close to your heart, whether it is ethnic or maybe it is student business program related. There are so many different avenues which actually are all confided within the constituency office because it is your bridge to the federal government, to the provincial government, to your municipality. So get informed, figure out which level of government responds to your issue, and most importantly, volunteer. And I'm not saying volunteer specifically for a politician, not everyone's interested in politics. Volunteer for an organization or an association, and they would be able to also represent your issues to that government if you don't want to be involved, which is fair. There are certain people that don't want to go through that effort, but get informed is the most important.
Moving on, Sophia, you successfully completed a bachelor's degree in politics and governance at Ryerson University. What is the best advice that you can provide to those who are considering completing a similar degree?
Well, what I would first recommend to everyone in general that's applying for university and deciding on a program is don't go necessarily by McLean's top 10 universities or Forbes' top 10 university. Going by the lists that you can easily consume through media, and they are reporting to you on different scales, which one's the top, this or that, and deciding which name of a university would serve better on your resume, application for master's, etc. Don't concern yourself with that as much as thinking about which school responds to your needs specifically. Each university or college is so different from one another, whether you're looking just within Toronto, or you're going between provinces, or between nations. The one piece of advice I'd give when you're considering different countries for your education, pick the university where you would like to have your career. Because there's that alumni, that networking opportunity that will go along with almost every university or college. So choosing one in the city and the country that you want to work in would best suit you because there will be that direct feedback. Of course, there are the people that envision doing international relations or international business. So then choosing that university that allows you to go to different countries at different times of your education and getting some experience while you're there, that would be the number one for you. But for anyone else that isn't thinking about having a multitude of nations on their career path, then choosing that one where you feel you are going to be living in would be the best. And then beyond that, choosing the university that has those co-ops. I recommend that more than anything because, especially within Canada, I know right now, and even within the States, it's such a competitive world right now. Whether it's getting a job or an internship, even getting an unpaid internship, it's extremely competitive because almost everyone at this point has a college or an undergraduate degree. So even going above that and getting that master's might give you the extra advantage. But I've also noticed that quickly following your academic background, they are asking what your experience is. And if you don't have your own personal network within the field that you are pursuing, going to that university that actually has those co-ops in place, and I'm not saying the ones that have a co-op that is mandatory and they don't partner you with anyone, it's still up to you to find that on your own, that's maybe not the best fit. Unless, of course, you have those personal networks yourself, then why not? But if you are going in with no network, especially in the professional sense, choose the university and the program that has that co-op set up. Because as we discussed in our earlier portion of this interview, you have to have that practical application in order to get a sense if that is truly the career field that you want. You can always be studying something that is of huge interest to you, and then you end up finding out that there are other avenues that you find interesting, even for yourself. If you're studying law, being a lawyer is, I would imagine, dramatically different than the work that you are doing now. Although, of course, you're still interviewing at a certain type of way as a lawyer.
That's true.
It's in a totally different spectrum, and now you know that this is an avenue that you enjoy, and having the ability to do conferences and other types of formats, you now know that. It doesn't mean that you're not going to pursue being a lawyer and studying it, but now you have an idea that there are other interests that you might want to pursue or go between or bring in together. There are so many opportunities now than there's ever been before where one career doesn't mean one career anymore. You can bridge a lot of your interests together and you can find those jobs or you can create that job. And you won't be able to figure that out unless you put it into practice or figure out another way to pursue your side passion project while you're studying. That's another great way. Personally, for me, when I was in my undergraduate, I actually kind of, it's going to sound bad, but I resented a little bit getting very involved with Ryerson, the school. When I was in high school, I also didn't feel the school spirit. I didn't really necessarily want to be involved in that kind of way. So I participated in model UNs and all of that because it would essentially take me out of my school and I'd be going to Montreal or going somewhere else and I'd be mixing with other people. And the same was true with me at university. I didn't really join associations at Ryerson. I didn't pursue any other extracurriculars that Ryerson provided, even though there were so many, because I knew I wasn't that school-spirited. And on top of that, I was always having a full-time job on the side. So that kind of grew my interest in another way. But to me, I find it almost more beneficial to understand the balance between work and academia. Because there's such different expectations for you. And being able to balance the two, no matter what degree you're doing it at, if you're a part-time student or a full-time student with a part-time job, there's so many different ways that you can create this union of the two worlds. But you also have an understanding of what managers expect of you, what a CEO would expect of you. If you have contact with that person or not, you will learn how to communicate professionally. And that's extremely different than being in the academic world, how you communicate with TAs or professors. I find that to be a little bit more intimate, especially if you take the time to go to office hours. And there's a bit more of a support system, although I know transitioning from high school to university, I thought there was a lot less of a support system. But trust me, once you go into a full-time job, you'll realize what a support system you are provided at university. And I think the transition for me wasn't so difficult because I was already in the workforce while completing my degree. And I knew that really, you kind of have to rely on yourself. And be able to hone in on those skills to become organized and everything like that, because it's not necessarily innate to everyone. It's not, it's more personality trait than anything else, but you can learn it, and it's a skill set, and you are trained by it by exposing yourself to the different levels.
I have to say that I had a lot of opportunities to complete co-op programs as a result of attending the University of Waterloo. As you know, I did my bachelor's in legal studies and then my master's in public service. Following that, I completed Harvard Law School's executive education program, and I was provided with a lot of different job opportunities out there. However, I wanted to pursue an LLB degree, and as a result of completing my first year and working, I also wanted to pursue law, continue with my degree, while also focusing on international relations and affairs. I'm very passionate about international law and human rights, and that's certainly one of the areas that I want to go into. I saw that the NATO Association of Canada was looking for program editors, they're providing internships, they're providing junior research fellowship opportunities, and I applied without any connections. And in today's society, applying online, that was probably one of the many times that I applied to a job without any connections and I was provided with an opportunity. It's probably one of the few times that someone will be able to secure an internship or a position or a fellowship without knowing someone, because oftentimes people get positions as a result of networking or as a result of knowing someone through someone. So I cannot stress the importance of getting yourself out there and meeting as many people as possible. And it's not enough just to be educated. Now, with my background, I could easily apply to a law firm and do a legal job, but it wouldn't necessarily provide me with an opportunity to discuss world issues, to have a chance to look at these different areas and to examine them. And at the same time, I never thought that I would be interviewing. I don't have a degree in journalism, and my background is strictly in the public sector, and the work that I've done in the past has been mostly academic. So I have to say I have worked for the government in the past, and I did enjoy working for the public sector. But the reason why I decided to pursue law is it's something that I always wanted to do, but I wanted to understand and to learn more about the government before pursuing this degree. And that oftentimes happens.